time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back.
Word up.
Crystal clear. And yeah. Mm-hmm. You already know. We're here in this bitch. Happy you got your ear to this conversation, you know.
Word up.
Always happy that you come through and you listen, and some of y'all are even starting to comment on the IG page. Again, we're trying to build some community. You know what I mean? So yeah, go in there, chop it up with one another. Meet each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do that pastor shit where it's like, hey, look to your neighbor, say, neighbor! You know, that'd always be uncomfortable because you don't really know. You're in the church, it should all be good, but you're like, I hope neighbor don't get funny. Neighbor! Okay, tell your neighbor it's a good day, good such and such. Anyway, it's been a minute since I've been to church. But salute to all the church goers. What's good, Muhammad? How you feeling?
I'm happy to be here too, shit. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, neighbor?
There you go. Neighbor, I'm good. I'm doing fine. I forget there's a whole script that go with it. Say, I'm doing fine this such and such and such and such. And I'd be like, wow. You're good.
You know,
it's
I
good
ain't
community.
Been to no church, so.
Yeah, man.
You don't do that at the masjid. You don't do that. Take them shoes
that's
off.
It.
Sit that's, your ass yeah. still. Get some knowledge.
That's funny.
They used to have the chant backs. The chant backs, though. Them shits was powerful as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when like, you know, like, they might go into Takbir, Allahu Akbar. You know what I'm saying? Back in the militant era, boy, that shit was like, ooh, we strong.
Takbir. What's that? What's the word?
It's just saying God is great. You know what I'm saying? But it,
okay.
the call is Takbir. And then all of the men and them be like, Allahu Akbar. And just be so strong, okay. You're like, I ain't never been a part of no shit like this. It's all right. We good, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah.
You have all the whole energy of the platoon with you, you know?
Right, right. My church will beat your church ass. You shouldn't be thinking that.
But it really was about a lot of, you know, one, that was just you know, celebrating God or whatever, but. A lot of the shit used to be about self-perseverance and, you know what I'm saying, community building and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that generation, that the first few generations of black Muslims had, like, you know what I'm saying, some that mission on them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's funny because you talk to kids who grew up in it and what they doing now, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them didn't go back to that particular to that stance of community building because, you know, a lot of those Muslims put their kids in good schools. They went on to be, you know what I'm saying, successful in something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a, like, how do you keep that shit going when you start to build something like that? And then your kids start to get, you know, get more intelligent and do better things with their lives. And, you know what I'm saying, they're not even in the community no more when they go to college. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Temeca in Brooklyn. We talked about that one time, and she was saying how she is disconnected from how they grew up. So, you know, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you're building something, is especially when you're building something under something else, which is America, it's hard to keep that core vision solid. You know what I'm saying? Through the generations, by the time you get the second, third generation, it has them kids on something else, you know what I mean? So, you know, that just made me think of that. Sorry for the tangent.
Man, that's some shit. That's all we do here is tangents. But that is real, though, you know? Like, it's kind of sad on a level, you know what I mean? Because it's, to you know, for one generation, it's so potent. Mm-hmm. You know, and then years later, you know, there's the questioning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The especially as years go by, certain ideals might become outmoded and become challenged, or they're not. You know, they're not. Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah. It's a tough one.
Shout out to Brother Rasul. He did that shit. You know what I'm saying? He community built. He built this store, bought him a plaza. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Made it a place to be if you wanted to get some clothes as a Miami nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some go out clothes, all them linen suits and ballys and clocks and hats. Rasul's had it. You know what I'm saying? And he was so powerful in it that, you know, you might be on the Ave, on 15th Ave, where all the hooligans and, you know what I'm saying, the drug Amsterdam markets at. And nigga came up there one day, yo, got these shoes, got these suits, what's happening, you know? And they like, they looked at the shit, they're like, I know you ain't get this from Rasul. He was like, nah, I ain't get it because we ain't fucking with you if you got it from Rasul. I'm like, damn, that nigga had the hood behind him, you know what I'm saying? And he's still open over there. Shout out to Brother Rasul.
Shout out to Brother Rasul, man. Shout out to everybody that's building in the community, you know, whether it lasted or, you know, whether it just lasted for a couple seasons. You built something, you know, you affected some people, you impacted the community. Hopefully you could build something again, but, you know, we remember you and we salute you. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, for sure. No, for sure, though.
For sure.
Oh, man. That's what's up. What's going on, though? What's up with you?
Oh, man, shit. Everything good, man. I got a haircut yesterday.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I know that sounds mundane as fuck, but I don't really be getting no haircuts. You know what I'm saying? I usually let my shit wild out and not really even care. You know what I'm saying? Because when I first let it wild out, I started making more money. You know what I'm saying? I made more money with the wild out than I did with my, you know what I'm saying, with a clean cut, with a tape.
It was on your Jay-Z.
Yeah, so.
So what was the occasion?
I need to change, nigga.
Oh, okay. All right. With the nigga at the end, I appreciate it. Conviction of it all. All right, fair enough.
Nah, this is what I'm going through. So it's like, okay. Because I never, always envision, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the roll out look, you know what I'm saying? I never envisioned it going into my, you know what I'm saying, later years. You know, you can't be, you can't have gray hair and wilding out. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be Cornel West?
Nah, it don't match up. Like, you don't get the credit, you know what I'm saying? Unless you got the press on your side or something like that.
Like, unless you got the who?
The press on your side, you know.
Some
visibility, you know what I'm saying? In a major university, and, you know, you have to have things going your way.
Some books in the store.
To be out here wilding out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, but for my own self, regardless of any of that, I just was like, all right, when I ease out of here, you know what I'm saying, cleaner than I ever been. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the one going down here when you're going out. I'm going to be more sturdy as I get older is how I see it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Fortified.
More fortified. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Formidable, at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that also comes with your grooming, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, so I don't want to go dreads or go wild out as I get older, especially as the grays start to come in. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You need to trim that shit up, you know what I'm saying? So this was my first step into, all right, I'm going to keep my shit neat, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And see what
you ain't dropped. Did you drop to a Caesar?
No, I ain't go that goddamn far.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No drop to a Caesar, but I did cut it down. Trim a beard up, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Looking neat.
Right.
And think I'll keep it that way for a while. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how this shit affects, you know what I'm saying, the motion of life.
Got it.
And see where, you know, the places we'll go with the fresh cut. Since I am in Atlanta.
What was the culture of the shop? What shop you go to?
Oh, nah. The shop I went to on a Monday early. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I didn't even know if they was open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Monday for a barbershop is typically closed.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, let me see. And I walked up there and you know, ironically, my barber was sitting outside the shop with nobody in the shop. But it looked like he was having a bad call, you know what I'm saying? So over the course of me waiting for him to, first he came in, but then he still had the call going. over the course of me waiting for him to get off the call, I deduced that he had been hacked on his booking app, and that yesterday's bookings had all got hacked and taken. So he was trying to figure out how to switch that up and get his money back and, you know, all this type of shit. Mm. I'm like, damn, I don't know if I want this nigga to cut my hair in a bad mood. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. That energy.
Yeah, all this stress.
My crown.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, he did his thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, good thing is this guy, when I do get a cut, ever since I came back from the operation, he been the one cutting it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? He was pretty respectful of how, you know, because I didn't even ask him to, like, try to hide the scar or none of that shit. He just figured out how to do that shit without it showing.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, that's dope. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, he went in and did his thing. He's like, man, you ain't never cut it down this low before. I'm like, yeah, you know, trying something new. You know what I mean? And he cut it down low. You know what I'm saying? I told him, you know, he put the little, you know, put the sponge on it. You know what I'm saying? And then I, you know, stepped out in the world with a new cut, you know? So we'll see how this go. We'll see how this go along with my new life and take it from there.
All right. That sounds like what's up.
You said,
that's what it is. Yeah. I said, that sound like what's up. That's good. Good so, lease on life.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what's happening. You know what I mean? So I'm making, planning my triumphant ascend. So that's it.
That's it. Oh shit! Nah, that's fine. Good to hear.
I ain't know how much more I needed to say on that.
Nah, there you go. That's like you ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
That's what he be like. That's all I got to say about that.
Yep.
I mean, he used to say that shit. That's all I got to say about that. And that's the end of that shit. Yeah, man. Well, that's what it is, dog. I feel you. That's good that you're out there. You know what I'm saying? Moving in the momentum. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shit, what's going on with me, man? I got a cut. I got a line up in the taper and all of that. But what I did? I had a bunch of shows this weekend. It was a good time. I was at did a few shows in New York Comedy Club, Comedy in Harlem. Where else? Eastville. Like, it was a vibe. It was a busy little weekend, running around the city, doing shows, trying out new shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I look back on them shows when I told y'all I bombed them shows or whatever. I got the tapes. I was looking forward to it. It wasn't as bad as it felt. You know what I mean? Which is always what I say in retrospect. You look at it, you say, okay, interesting. Now you can pull that, you can take that, you know. So in the world doing that, I don't know what else I've been really doing a whole lot. I've been watching, still watching a bunch of movies, reading books and things of that nature. I guess, again, like, just trying to cultivate some inspiration. I watched The Master by Paul Thomas Anderson, the cat that we talked about last week that did One Battle After Another.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love, you know, I told you, he's very well regarded or whatever. And that's like one of his, like, a lot of people feel like that's like up in the top three of his movies or whatever. And let me go see this shit again. Right. So not even again, because I figured I didn't see it. I was like, let me see this shit. I see somebody say, I got to rewatch The Master. And I heard people talking about how good The Master was. And I turned it on. I was like, I seen this shit. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way, but I seen it. And it was all right.
Like a bad
but
way.
Yeah, not even though it wasn't in a bad way. It was just, you know, sometimes you be having expectations for some shit. And you thinking, you know, I've given up the ghost on things being transformative and mind-blowing and all of that shit. That if it happens, that's beautiful. But I don't expect all of that. So... But the way the shit was talked about, I'm like, okay, so I'm ready to see. And it's, who is the leads in it? Philip Seymour Hoffman, who's dead, you know, and Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix, who's kind of wild, you know what I mean? But he's a hell of an actor, but he's like known for just being a little kind of off, you know what I'm saying? Like he's one of those off geniuses, you know, those type of people. So yeah, I watched it. I didn't go through the whole shit again because I was like, I get it, you know what I mean? It's good performances or whatever, but I wouldn't. I don't see it, you know what I'm saying? And The Master is about basically it's a dude. Let me make sure it was Philip Seymour Hoffman first of all. Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix. So basically, it's about a dude. I call it a psychological thriller. From what I remember, opens up as a dude that was like in the war, wild ass dude in the war, just on some bug out shit, wilding. You know, made it through war, and he's kind of just from war. He's working on like jet engines or something like that, like fix a jet engine. So then they got this one scene where they're like, I guess bleeding the lines or something, or like clearing out the jet engines with the fuel, and he like, as the fuel is dripping, he take a sip of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because he's one of them. He's like one of these just unruly ass motherfuckers. There's a lot of these movies that I be peeping where it's like these like just wild, rambunctious ass white guys. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, it's privilege. But like they just be wilding. So he just taking some fucking sipping on jet fuel, and then he starts to, he's a drinker, but then he starts to kind of make, I guess, like these type of what do you call it? Like moonshine type of things, but like with weird elements, whether it's paint thinner, cut with some alcohol, whatever, whatever. So he's like kind of cocktailing some of this type of shit. And okay, let me read, because the shit I'm giving y'all is a little crazy. He wound up killing a nigga. Look, The Master is a 2012 American psychological drama film, blah, 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 blah. It tells the story of Freddie Quell, a veteran struggling to adjust to post-war society. Yeah, so he's bugging, right? Who meets Lancaster Dodd, the leader of a cult known as The Cause. Dodd sees something in Quell and accepts him into the movement. Quell takes a liking to The Cause and begins traveling with Dodd's family to spread his teachings. I think one of the big things about this movie is I think they're trying to make an allusion to like Dodd being like L. Ron Hubbard, and this is Scientology or whatever, whatever. And I think one of the big things, the Master was shot almost entirely on 65 millimeter film stock, making it the first fiction feature to be shot and released in 70 millimeter since Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet in 1990s. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of people that, I guess there's other reasons why it's heralded as what it is. And again, those are great actors, but it can drag a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It could drag quite a bit. It's like one of those where it's just like it's not doing a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Yeah, that's it. I feel like I should throw the Forrest Gump flag. That's all I got to say about that. But no, I just been watching a bunch of these films, and some of them ain't as mind blowing as I thought. But it's good to just see it, just to, you know, to see what's what. You know, so that's that. And I think, you know what it is? I think also just in these last couple days, there's been so much talk about certain shit. But you know what I mean? So like, when you see certain things, you're like, it's whatever. That shit was whatever. That shit was all right. You know what I mean? Like, it was all right, you know. So manage these expectations. That's it. That's it, nigga. What else is going on, bro? That shit is crazy. Oh man, listen,
I watched some shit, but I know it wasn't supposed to be inspiring or none of that. It was just zone out TV type shit. You know what I'm saying? I watched this shit called Billionaire's Bunker. And it's a show coming out of Spain. But it, you know, they did a translation in English. So, you know, they talking in English. You know, sometimes the translation gets a little bit wonky, but you had to excuse that. But it was good enough to, you know what I'm saying? That nigga watched the 8 episodes or whatever it was.
Oh, it's 8 episodes?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I don't think it was 10.
Okay.
But it was cool, man. And it was, you know, I don't know if anybody is going to see
it. What's it about?
It's about these rich motherfuckers that encounter, so to speak, nuclear Holocaust type of deal. And mm-hmm. they've paid all this money to be a part of this bunker. You know what I'm saying? I think it was $50 million or some shit like that. And so I guess the time comes. One of the kids that was in it, you know what I'm saying? He was, his father, you know what I'm saying, really petitioned real hard to get his jail time cut short so he could go to this bunker with them because that was going to be it. And so he's coming out of jail from, you know what I'm saying, some old accidental death shit with his girlfriend. And so now he done became a whole nother kind of nigga in jail. And so now they headed to the bunker. And, you know, they all get, it's 900 feet under a lake or some shit. And so they get up in there and, you know, it's the pandemic all over, except for you pay $50 million. You know what I'm saying? So they down in there, you know, doing pandemic shit. They had to turn over their phones and all the other shit. They just in that motherfucker. And they pay way too much money for the service they getting, I tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
$50 million to be down there.
Yeah, and these niggas is eating a churro and a boiled egg for breakfast and shit.
Oh, hell no.
Talk about they got a ration. You know what I mean? I'm like, they're good. And when they first get down there, it was like waiting on somebody to serve them. They're like, nah, you got to go get your own, Jack. And you can only get one serving.
Like, what's going on up top again? Why are they down there?
It's supposed to be a nuclear holocaust going on. Somebody dropped the bomb. Like, it's a war going, like nuclear war.
Right.
So, but yeah, it turns out to be a farce. And they all got scammed to be down there so they can get scammed out of their millions. Some of their millions, rather. And, you know, and then the plot starts to go from there. But you don't know that when you first start. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you first start, you're thinking, okay, oh, shit, what's going to happen? But, yeah, then it turns out it's all a motherfucking fluke. And the mastermind of it has came up with this elaborate-ass fucking scheme to gather all of their stuff and clone them. Not clone them, but like virtually AI clone them and shit so they can keep handling their business and bloop, whoop, 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 whoop. You know what I'm saying? They got all this acting shit going on that they're showing on the screen with the nuclear shit going on up top. Nigga go up there to try to fix the cameras and gets radiation poison and comes down and dies in front of their eyes and shit. So they all shook. But it was all part of the game.
And the radiation poison death, that was fake.
Yeah, all that was fake. Ain't no radiation going on. These niggas just 900 feet under the water.
That's crazy. That's high level scamming. That's intense.
Yeah, I mean, she did a whole fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she a revolutionary. She a revolutionary, but she's like, we can't be revolutionaries without being one of them. You know what I'm saying? Without the money is what she was saying. Her goal was to get at least $250 million to be a part of that group of people to affect change.
Some Robin Hood type shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of. Or just a heist.
As the story goes along, the leader gets more out of whack.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Khaleesi and shit.
Okay. Speaking of, two things. One, if you could fake a nuclear holocaust and get motherfuckers off of $50 million, I kind of got to respect your game. I can't even lie to you. If you know how to do that, if you know how to, that shit is crazy. But then it's also, I'm curious, I wonder, who's more discerning about their paper?
broke motherfuckers or people with hundreds of millions of dollars. Because $50 million, obviously, that's cost prohibitive. The broke motherfuckers going to have to die, unfortunately, if you ain't got it. I'm just listen, I'm within, you know what I mean? I'm in that bracket. But what I'm saying is, if you ain't got $50 million to live, you're not even, that's not even an option for you. Now, my question is, say it was $40,000, and they was like, yo, listen, man, nuclear holocaust coming soon, $40,000, we could put you in this bunker, we got a bunker for you. How much due diligence are you doing? Are you taking them at face value, or are you doing your own?
You're going to go see the bunker, you know what I'm saying? You're going to confirm your access, and you're going to wait and see if shit pop off.
But that's my point. I'll check out the bunker and I'll look at all of that and see the amenities. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about doing my due diligence about this Holocaust or this nuclear situation going on. Like, am I like vetting this? Where am I, you know, what papers am I reading? Am I making some calls? Like, I'm saying. The scam got to be crazy because
the scam don't really bank on that. The scam wait until some high-level intensity happens in the geopolitics, which I bet niggas is buying bunkers right now or buying space in a bunker.
For sure.
Right the fuck now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. You see how it is? Right. It's going kind of crazy. And then basically I think the thing goes is like, okay, if it gets hot, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna get the quiet word before everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So
it's not obvious.
So basically it's like, boom, you bought into this shit. All right, we gonna give you the quiet word. You know what I'm saying? This is low. Nobody don't know this shit but y'all. But you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And such has, you know what I'm saying, is about to push the button. So we gonna go down here and see over the next couple of days if it's gonna pop off. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But then, you know, you send the old Black Hawk helicopter, you know what I'm saying, discreetly, blindfolding, they don't know where they're going and shit. Boop, boop, put them 900 feet under the thing, lock the door. You got them. You know what I'm saying?
That's done deal. It's over there.
You know what I'm saying? Now they ain't really got no real access to the world except for through you.
Right, right. Now you can program that whole thing.
Now she's doing the programming. So, you know what I'm saying, the 10 days started to turn into, well, they it's inevitable. They put all the news channels all up on the big screens showing that it's going down. The ship that they already taped, some old fake shit, some old AI shit.
Right.
And then,
okay,
boom, now, oh no, all of my friends and da 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 da. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now you in it.
Right.
So that's how that kind of went like that. But again, it's a lot of it that have you talking to the TV like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, but then the one cat who came home from jail, he ended up the last episode getting up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Which is a threat to the whole fucking shit because now he know for real. You know what I'm saying? It was one motherfucker that knew that was on the team, but she ended up getting killed by accident. But still getting killed.
Okay, so they set it up for a second season.
Yeah, so, you know, second season. Max made it to the top, and it goes off with him going through the door.
Okay. What's this on?
I think it's Netflix. Yeah, it's Netflix, but it's Spanish, so you probably had to look in foreign titles or some shit like that.
Okay. Right. Billionaire Bunker.
Yeah. It's called something else in Spain, but like the graphic says something else, like Atomico something.
gotcha. Yo, were you the one that got me watching Gomorrah? Were you the one that referenced that?
Nah, what's Gomorrah? Okay.
Gomorrah is like an Italian mob joint that came out a few years ago. It might have even started pre-pandemic. It was like the Italian mob. And it was in Italian with subtitles. I forget what channel it started on. That shit was good as hell. Like, that shit was real fucking good.
And then it went a couple seasons, maybe like 3 seasons, and then it kind of, I guess it went away for a little while, then it came back, and then HBO Max picked it up, and then this was the first time where I've seen it happen a couple times, but like, you know, I liked watching it with the Italian, like with them speaking Italian and just reading the subtitles, because it just felt more, it was more authentic, but it just, it matched the mood of the whole shit. But you know, like when they put it on Max, they had to where you could do the like the overdub, and then it just sounded like motherfuckers from Wisconsin being Italian. It would take you out of it. Similar like to like when they did it for what's the shit? For the Korean, was it the Korean joint? The games, Squid Games. Oh, wow. When they did that, it was, hey guys, you're like, yo, what the fuck? Nah, let's go back to, you know what I mean? Let's go back to the natural. I'll read this shit. But that shit was good as hell. I think I didn't finish the last, for whatever reason. I don't know if I got through the very last season, but it was good. It just reminded me, you were talking about just, you know, like some foreign language situation, but it's good as hell. And you're just like, well, fucking, I'm about to get into this. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I haven't been watching anything like outside of these old and new movies. It's you know, it's fall now, so it's time for some things to come back.
Like what?
You know, we should watch it. I don't think you've ever watched it, so I don't know if you're open to it. But this is the last season of Power Force, White Power. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're open to watch some White Power. White Power's coming back soon. There's some other shit. I sent you. I don't know if you saw it, but I sent you this. I don't know when it's coming, but there's an ad. I think it's next year. There's a spinoff of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they said January, but you know.
Yeah, it could be further.
I don't know how compelling that shit look.
Yeah. You know what I'm, I think, yeah, I don't know. I only saw that little artwork. I don't, you know, look, I lost a little faith in it based on, what was that shit? What's the dragons? Yeah, what was the dragons?
Are they coming back? Dragons, man.
I wonder if they coming back.
Man, yeah. They struggling without the author involved.
Yeah, and he's still alive, right? He's still
alive. But he got to write the next volume of that. She writing the next volume.
Yeah. Yeah,
they ran out of shit. They don't know how to. They don't know how to speak that language he was speaking.
Yeah, but that's coming back. We kind of missed the boat a little bit on Task. I've been hearing a lot of people. I mean, we talked about it last week. That's a show on HBO. We talked about it last week. It's a show on HBO. I haven't even watched it yet, but I've been hearing good things. Because it's it's about 4 or 5 episodes in. Yeah, we good. Watch it and start talking some shit. No, I'm talking about, you know how we watch these. Watch these shows and we start breaking it down.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's been a minute since we got into what we watching. You know what I'm saying? That's always something to do.
What we watching?
I'll
check it out and see what it is.
All right, well, shit, we can figure it out. We can figure it out. Well, I'm saying we're a few episodes behind, though, is what I'm saying. So if we're going to lock in, that's about a good 4 or 5 hours.
Well, I mean... Well, right. I just did 6-7 on this goddamn bunker
shit. Spanish shit. fair enough. Then we're gonna figure it out, and we're gonna do some White Power, man. Let's get to White Power. Let's get that on. Yo. Speaking of heists, scams, and White Power, whatever. Have you been seeing? This is just another chapter in the wild ass AI book. You've been seeing these little videos of. Michael Jackson snatching chicken and Tupac and everybody hanging out. And Martin Luther King buying a chain. So I'm like, nigga, this was my dream. That shit is so blasphemous, but I ain't gonna lie. This shit is funny. And that's how they gonna get me. But this shit was crazy. It's hilarious.
Man, it ain't no thing. It's here now, shit.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Here. It's just the next level of what, you know, what was used to go on T-shirts and shit. You know, it's the next level now.
Yeah,
Black Bart.
I guess that's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess that's a good way of looking at it. But I mean, it's also misleading as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't like a bootleg T-shirt.
It ain't even true.
That's the blatant shit. That's the funny shit. But what I'm saying is that even though blatant shit look better, like I said before, the shit looks good. The shit looks good. So I feel you. Shit. Yeah,
ain't no stop. Ain't no stopping that shit now.
That nah,
shit
it's out the door. That's for sure.
So
for sure.
Buckle your seatbelts, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. What's history, what's the future is all getting jumbled up, you know what I'm saying? In one thing. Yeah. So you better learn your diligence. You better teach your diligence to whoever you can. And you know, other than that, the world gonna be what it's gonna be. The next them niggas who grow up in the next 20 finna be different. You know what I'm saying? They got access to make anything real. They've been influenced by NBA Youngboy real heavy. It's going down.
What's NBA Youngboy's influence, man? I know he's killing
man,
the game.
Do you see any of these videos at his concerts, man?
I see shit is crazy. These little niggas, man. They look like they charged up for sure.
They charged the fuck. But, they know every fucking word. It's another one streaming nigga did his own NBA Youngboy concert at a school. Nigga, them niggas is so charged up. They know every word for word, bar for bar.
Yo, but that's my first of all. That's a testament to how disconnected I am to NBA Youngboy for sure. Man. And I've been hearing about him and all of that for.
You only hear that nigga on the radio. You don't see that nigga on the video.
That's my point. That's my
point. That nigga been in jail for the last 2-3 years.
Okay. So, two things. One, that's interesting. You know what I mean? Like, that's interesting. Like, okay, this shit is like, I don't want to say it's covert because obviously these kids know it, you know? So, it's somewhere out there.
Oh, it's out there.
But how would you, I'm not for sure. How would you, because you sound like you tapped in a little bit more, how would you describe NBA Youngboy, like what is his appeal? And to the earlier question, what is his influence?
Man, that don't matter to me. What matters to me is that a whole lot of these young people, city to city, is tapped all the way in. You know what I'm saying? They shirts off, doing the goddamn dances, know the goddamn songs word for word. So similar if it was the 80s and it was, I'm not saying he Michael Jackson. I'm not saying that. But for the flip side, for the other end of the spectrum, he is ghetto Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what the word's saying in his songs because I ain't heard much of them. Shout out to Youngboy, though, because he did send me some flowers when I was in the hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he told me that. That's you know the one thing so, I do know about the nigga. He's considerate. He's a thoughtful young man.
He's a thoughtful YN. You know what I'm saying? Because we had just met with them. We flew back the next day, and then the next day after that, I had the aneurysm. And when he heard about it, he sent me some flowers. And I forget what he wrote on the car. I had to go get the car, but it couldn't be nobody else but him that said that shit. Because it wasn't like a regular ass sentence. It was like, oh wow. But anyway, shout out to Youngboy. They know this shit, man, and it's just like similar to like my generation knowing all the Nasty Birds to Two Live Crew. Or all of the gangster words or NWA, all you know, all of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing new. But you seen it, like I've seen it happen time and time again, every so often, where there's an outlier that has that people are just drawn to, no matter the, like I'm saying, it ain't like he got a whole lot of media presence. You know what I'm saying? This is people that's just drawn to whatever the fuck he got going on. So one of the last time, not last time I seen it, but I did see it when Soulja Boy was coming along. Before he was with a label, and everybody just tapped into his shit every day. You know what I'm saying? And I know he liked to say I was the first, but a lot of that shit he was. You know what I'm saying? He just couldn't, he didn't, you know what I'm saying, continue it on or whatever. Not that that matters, but a lot of the people that grew up on it grew up in a dancing type of era. That shit is in them. You know what I'm saying? No matter who it was that came after that, like they got dances all the way up to this day. Went from there, from MySpace to the, you know what I'm saying, to the Vine, to the, you know what I'm saying? So for real, I attribute a lot of that influence to helping that spirit of Vine, which turns into the spirit of IG or Twitch or whoever the fuck. All these niggas that's doing shit that's just not mainstream at all. They're just being young people. You see what I'm saying? And then those young people grow up to be grown people? And how does that play into the type of entertainment they want to entertain? You know what I'm saying? And so as people who are selling things or marketing things, you gotta kind of follow that shit, because in about 7, 8 years, 10 years, all them young boy fans gonna be grown, and they're gonna be fucking lawyers and doctors and at Howard or wherever, you know what I'm saying? And I think people see it and be like, oh, they're a bunch of YNs, and think everybody's on a YN trajectory and they're gonna be fucked. But that's not necessarily the case. Some of them are fucking honor roll students that's just in the midst of the culture as it is, that's gonna grow up and be something else, but that young boy gonna be in their fucking veins. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just like Freaknik and Two Live Crew and is in ours, you know what I'm saying? NWA and all that shit is in our little veins because we was listening to that shit. Not necessarily we weren't doing it, but we was listening to it. So it affects how we approach entertainment and what we think is cool and the type of shit we gonna accept from TV and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Before all that hip hop shit, and then in the 90s when all them black shows came out, Martin and Def Comedy Jam, nobody would have took a chance on that shit. You know, people are like, what the fuck is that? But it was us. It was all us. And we took it all in. So, and then we grew up, and then it became urban marketing came out like that, and then it's Vibe and it's The Source and all these things that we was doing. Them kids gonna have a similar trajectory. We just don't know where it's going and where it lands. But for me, I'm like, oh, I need to keep an eye on this motherfucking movement, because there's too many motherfuckers into this shit all the way, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I see it. I see what I'm saying is I see it. And again, like I'm not connected to it, right? But I see it. I see the wave. I've seen the videos. I think I might have sent you one video where it was like this young, he looked like he might have like looked young Venezuelan kid or something like that. Looked like he was ready to die, ready to kill over some N-boy, some, you know what I'm saying? Some slander. But my what I'm curious is like, what is his ethos? You know what I mean? I guess I got to go do some digging and search. I just want to know what the appeal is. Like, what is he saying? What's like to where it's almost like he's a cult leader. I don't want to call him a cult leader, but like the following is so strong that typically when people galvanize like a fan base like that, they be having like a strong message or something that like unites all of them. Obviously, he's an artist and the music is probably cracking or whatever, but I'm like, I wonder what the thread is. Nah. You know, when we think about...
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I'm saying? When you think about anybody that like you reference, there's something like you could distill it, or at least there's something you could distill down to one thing about such and such. This is what I like about this person. And most people... the appeal or whatever.
Yeah. With that cat, you know what I'm saying? He definitely carries a different kind of spirit. He's definitely very passionate about his the spirit that he carries and his rants against the ops and the baby mamas and whoever else crosses his path in the wrong way. He's definitely passionate about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about him is having met the nigga, right? The nigga energy is like that in real life. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you see something on there and then he comes on, hey, how you guys doing, with bright eyes. Nah, whatever happened to him in his world, man, he has, it's like one of them villain origin stories. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to him in his origin story, he has taken that shit and internalized that shit and turned it into the passion he has for what he does. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is not a fake. It's not like I just made that shit up and got in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever he's doing, people feel that shit coming off of him. You know what I'm saying? And again, I can't attest to the words because I've heard some of them, but I don't really understand all the words. But I understand the passion and the feeling behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And as that little girl on one of them videos was, the daddy was fucking with her, like, man, little young boy ain't nothing. Young boy ain't shit. Then she was like, yes, he is. He's like, man, fuck young boy. She's like, ooh, he gonna kill you.
Yeah.
But he like the boogeyman to these kids.
Right. It's real ominous. But see, that's the thing. I've seen that. I kind of remember you saying some shit like that. But then I just saw a clip of one of the correspondents from Complex like walking with him, I guess, on the way to the stage. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's moving into his superstardom, mm-hmm. but he seemed like real gregarious. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, he didn't seem ominous or like dark. He was like, not like he was, you know, Will Smith or super cackling, but he was just a little lighter than what I would expect, like kind of real present. And he was on his way to the stage. Like, yeah, it was a quick 1-2 interview. Mm-hmm. And what was so interesting too is like, I guess the kid is probably of the legion of fans, because you know, is that deference. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love you, young boy. We love you.
You don't want to end up on the other side of it.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like a scared deference. It was just more like a cult leader back to the master. Mm-hmm. This nigga's the miss. This dot over here. But anyway, I'll say I got another question, because I meant to ask you this. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. And he was saying, like, NBA Youngboy, I just know for sure it was NBA Youngboy and Playboi Carti. Mm-hmm. He was saying they're A-list rap stars. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh, are they? But again, like, I'm 40s deep in my, so I'm not the one, but, like, based on... You know, I guess when I think about A-list, it's different. Like what we just talking about, like there's no real media coverage. There's no super de facto interview. There's no magazine covers, at least at this moment, you know. But with Youngboy, he's selling out arenas all over the spot. Cardi was doing a little bit of it, but I think they about to cancel some of his dates because he's not selling as much. But like, speaking of the frenzy of it all, like, he's had a crazy fan base too, where people go crazy over him. Mm-hmm. And again, I feel very removed from it. It's a younger set of people, but I was like, would you say that those two are A-list rap stars?
I don't know about Cardi, you know what I'm saying? But yes, I will say that. We just don't know what A-list is no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What A-list used to be was cultivated and created, you know what I'm saying? Through systems, through the labels, the media, the magazines, the TV stations, all that thing. Nowadays, people find what they want, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like the beginning of hip-hop when, you know, you're digging through the crates, you know what I'm saying? We chose Run DMC and Houdini before it was videos and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It's just the people like, yo, this is banging. And city to city to city, niggas was just buying that shit up. We chose the A-list of hip-hop back then. You know what I'm saying? This era, these kids go watch what they want, man. They spend that attention wherever they want to spend it. If that nigga drop and 3 million people go watch that shit today, that's A-list in a motherfucker. As far as numbers-wise, you know what I'm saying? As far as systematically, ain't nobody said he was, but the people don't care about that. And the people that care about them definitely don't care about that. It might not be A-list to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't see it as often, because I don't go looking for it, it don't hit my algorithm. But that don't matter right now. That's why fucking Kai Sanaa.
He just cut his head too, just like
you. Is more popular than most TV niggas, you know what I'm saying?
He's Dick Clark.
Huh?
He's the new Dick Clark.
That's what I'm saying. His streams is doing this shit every day, wherever he get on that motherfucker. Not when they take the show, shoot the show, promote the fuck out the show, you know what I'm saying? Make all kind of marketing tours and posters and billboards. Nah, that nigga be in his room with his buddies, turn the camera on, just like we used to be in the eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? Except for now, the whole world get to tune in to the silly shit we doing in the room at eighth grade at the nigga who mama let us be in their house. They just that shit is entertainment now. That is the entertainment now. This nigga on Time Magazine. Nigga bringing big celebrities to the house. I mean, you know, it ain't really his real house per se.
But it's the set.
Yeah, yeah, now it's the set, but that shit used to be his real house, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we started to see that shit, like, even in the blog era, when some of these blogs started to overtake the numbers that these magazines used to have. You know what I'm saying? And I just remember, like, you know, in that blog era, fresh out of Vibe, we selling 800,000 people. That's the amount of numbers that we selling between subscribers and people who bought it on the newsstand. And you get out here and you got people doing 3 million people every day. I'm like, shit, nigga, the power can shift. But I don't think the bloggers at the time, a lot of them didn't have the marketing, advertising know-how. So a lot of them went into these ad networks.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gave the power back. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think now this stream shit, not man, they ain't giving up nothing, man. You want us in? We in, but we doing it our way. Just like with Casanova in the BET shit. And they was like, they ain't want him. And then Kevin Hart like, well, if you don't want him, then I ain't going to do it. Mm-hmm. So they allowed him to take their IP and stream all through the background like it's his. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Man, come on. The shit is shifting because the attention is shifting. And like I said, like you call Kai the new Dick Clark, what entertainment looks like from that Dick Clark is going to be different from what it looked like when Dick Clark was Dick Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who watching that shit, they're going to be influenced by all these motherfuckers, Playboi Carti and fucking Cardi B and the Nicki Minaj beef of 2005 and fucking NBA Young
of
Boy.
2005, yeah.
You know this.
Or Don Cornelius, just to be fair. But ooh. Nah,
that nigga's beyond Don Cornelius.
Yeah, but I wanted to, you know what I mean? Look, I wanted to give us a little
shout out to Don, my nigga, but come on now.
Damn, Don, I tried to, you know what I mean? Anyway, oh, man, yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, the Nicki Cardi beef of 2025. Man, funny, that shit is... Oh, shit.
I mean, they going at it, man. Like, they real grown and real going at it.
Yeah, man. It's funny. It's funny. It's going too far. But I'm not going to lie. I'm paying attention. I'm watching that whole shit like you watched Billionaire Bunker, dog. I was watching that shit. Oh, this shit is getting crazy. Oh, man. Gloves was all the way off. Yeah, man. Let's see what happens with that.
It's a little weird, but, you know.
What's weird about it?
I mean, it's just to be at that stage and stature. I don't know what Nicki's going through, per se. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But her stance and rants become like they all get conflated together, so you can't decipher which one do I take serious? Because you're gonna do this, you got a whole beef with Cardi B going on, then you're gonna throw Jay-Z in there a few times, you're gonna throw these niggas in here and your old managers in there. Like, who we fighting? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand where to fight at, but. You know, it just seems like she got a lot to say about a lot of things and is struggling to be heard seriously about some of the things that she feels real passionate about. But she's also not afraid to weaponize her fucking army, the Barbs.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to weaponize. She like a little Trump over there with them motherfuckers.
For sure. She got a fucking cult of personality. But it's interesting, some of that stuff be sounding as though she don't have a platform. Like, some of that stuff be coming across like, you might not hear from me in a minute, so let me get this off. But it is not that. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, still got super reach and, you know, following and things like that, but it just looks a little like T said, where it's like, while I got your attention, I'm about to say this, and this. Why y'all paying attention? You know what I mean? And it's just like, but same similar is Trump. if we're talking about it, you know, like with the thank you for your attention to this matter. That shit is the craziest. Wow. Like, it's a new era of communication. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the way these people are communicating is real, like screeds. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, like, we, like a dispatch from some place where, yo, it, just in case you don't hear from me again, like, my man, you are the leader of the free world right here. Like, it could be, it don't need to sound as manic as it does, but that is the movement now. That is, like, it's almost like, you know how they call that shit, like, shit posting? Mm-hmm. You just got your president just shit posting about the wildest shit. And another thing, listen, I don't know who Bad Bunny is. We'll look into that. And that's all I got to say about that for right now. Thank you for your, like, yo, what is going on? This shit is bug out type messaging. You know what I mean? I don't want to go too far because they gonna start surveilling everything. But it's a lot of bug out energy.
If you don't hear from us,
right now, we gotta do it. Because that's the thing. Everybody seems to be on the verge of disappearance now. Everybody's on the board. Everybody's on the board. We be thinking it's just migrants and whatever. But you listen and say, if you paying attention, everybody could be disappeared. So I guess that's why that is the intensity of the messaging. Like, listen.
That's what I was trying to say since fucking 2001.
Okay, well, shit, you was early on it.
When it was the Muslims or the terrorists, as they used to say. Yeah. That's, we was under attack, and I ain't even from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Miami.
I ain't even from nowhere. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no origin. What are you talking about? I'm here.
I was born in Miami Beach. You know what I'm saying? My parents from Georgia and Cleveland, nigga. Like, right. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So but once they passed that Patriot Act shit. That shit for anybody. That shit ain't just for, you know what I'm saying? It was one particular group that they say it's for. That shit for everybody. And we already voted that shit in. It's just, we down the road now. They just doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. And yeah, now we there. And it's crazy too, because it's like not all of them, but the companies that you thought at one point, a couple years ago, they were standing up for privacy and all that, they done folded. Everybody folded. So many motherfuckers done folded.
Out the way, man. Shit ain't about nothing no more, man.
That shit is.
Niggas just went to survival, man.
Yeah. Ain't that some shit? It's a wild time. So I guess I understand why people. But I will say this, though. I would like it to be. Like, I enjoy the Twitter back and forth because it is funny and it is low blows, too. That, you know, that could be entertaining, too. And hey, that's too far, but wow. But also, I do like JT put out a record. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she finally put it out?
She put it out. She put out a record, put out this record on call.
You know what I'm saying? When was it?
Last week.
Oh, because I seen, you know, one of this chick from Miami that be on Instagram was like, JT, you got 24. If I go to bed and wake up and you ain't got no record out with no lyrics on it, all this Twitter talking back and forth, you better put out a record.
She did. She the first. And it's like, I want to see some more of that. Like, I want to see. I like when the Twitter shit is cool. The Twitter shit is fun. You know what I'm saying? But I also like when they go on, I don't even know if they go in the studio, but they just get on the mic and they go at each other. It reminds me of, not that it was as interesting, but I like the energy of it when we talk back in when they were all going at Joey Badass, all of the West Coast rappers, with them motherfuckers were putting out some shit. Like, it was like 4 or 5 joints a day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at that. Like, there's a lot. There seems to be like a little baby battle royal brewing. Mm-hmm. And it would be kind of fly to just to hear this shit. You know what my man say from Game of Thrones? Chaos is a ladder. You know? So yeah, this is time.
All we got out here is chaos.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of motherfuckers coming up. There's a lot of motherfuckers coming up. Look,
this the Roxanne beef from
the 80s. Right, exactly. Word.
That was the grand world rap war.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Because that's entree. It's like, shit, let's get in the conversation. You know what I mean? Pun intended. What was I going to say? What do I want to talk to you about? I really got a whole lot of other shit. Go ahead. What you about to say? No, go ahead. What you about to say?
I mean, it's two things that I came across this weekend.
Okay.
Something old, something oldish.
All right.
I heard a Jeezy mixtape.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You ain't heard it yet?
I heard a couple clips.
Okay.
No,
I feel exactly what you feel, except for I understand exactly what he did. You know what I'm saying? Just from my own perspective. But he just did, you know how the trend is to just take them old school records and put all that gangster shit on top of it. We talked about it about a month ago, whatever. He did his take on it, but from a more of a grown man feel good perspective. I'm an ex gangster, but I feel good. I'm in the private club now. You can't come in here because I'm in here. You know what I'm saying? I just can't stop by to get me a drink. You know, it's that kind of vibe. It's like good, like old head, good music. Like it's gonna hit for homecoming for these old niggas on the yards. I tell you, you know what I'm saying? Because it got all of the classic soul jamming beats. You know what I'm saying? And he just doing Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Which, and then you got Drama doing Drama, hyping him up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What they call them? Affirmations in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Affirmations.
I like got that. Drama in the background with the affirmations on their heads. Jeezy! Tell them, Jeezy! You know what I'm saying?
You're good enough!
You know what I'm saying? You're rich enough!
The best! Yeah.
The best did it and got away with it.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So I felt like, okay, I wanted to smirk at it, but then I really started listening to more records. I'm like, I know, I feel exactly what he did here, and I'm glad he did it. You know what I'm saying? Because going backwards to an older Jeezy model wasn't seemingly working. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to jump the shark and do something totally unexpected and out the blue, I felt like that's a good move for him. That's a good move. That'll open up another lane for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he might be out here two-stepping and line dancing, but it's definitely a lane.
Yeah. From what I heard, a little bit of what I heard, I'm not really a big Jeezy fan, like late ever Jeezy, if I'm being honest with you. So I don't really keep up, to be totally honest with you. But what I heard, I'm like, all right, I respect it. It threw me. Not gonna lie, shit threw me off when I first heard it. I was like, "What is this?" But to your point, I guess I respect the bold move out of a bold ass pivot because, yeah, you've aged out of the trapper of the year. You gotta cede that to Young Boy. You know what I'm saying? Who's literally Young Boy? Yeah, nah, no more. They don't hear that. Get your boots on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Go get this line dance bread because it seems to be a thriving line. That's the old head equivalent of the Young Boy crowd.
Nigga better print out some goddamn snowman fans, nigga.
Right, exactly. Some church fans. If you got the budget, nigga, get you the blue. Invest in some of them little menopause fans. You know the little portable BTU shits. Them shits is gender neutral because niggas is sweating too. I'm just saying.
I'm talking about the other ones.
I know you want the church fans. I know what you talking about, but I'm saying, nigga, if you got it, if you want to sell some merch, at a go because that crowd gonna be hot. You know, especially if it's some line dancing. But anyway, But yeah, I didn't listen to it. And this is a thing, and I'm gonna go give it a listen just off the strength of what you said.
Man, listen to it on a Saturday cleaning up, you know what I'm saying? Type feel vibe. Not seriously, I'm about to sit down and listen to this shit. It gotta be sun's out, festive.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
The context gotta cook out context.
When y'all clean up context. When Clark homecoming?
The 24th through the 26th. Yo. Go ahead. Cause I got some.
Just make
sure
you check it before then, because you might hear about it in the streets. Out there, you know what I'm saying?
I might be off. Yeah, I might miss. I might not know the words. But
you don't have to know the words. You just got to know it exists and be ready for it when you go outside.
That brings me to my other point. And maybe this might be an unpopular take. And I got to listen to the album again. I have not heard much more than a couple little clips, so I got to listen to the album. There's a part of me that's, one, it was interesting. It was a bold move. It was interesting that somebody from the South was doing, like, when I heard him, I think he was, I don't know if it was a It's Just Begun, but it felt like very old school B-boy shit. But obviously there's other records that are just a little bit more in line with Cleaning the House and old school classics, right? And from a generation. And I guess it is part of this generation. So I give it a little bit, but there's a part of me that feels like even the classic bag is getting a little cliche. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I get you. But for what it was to what Jeezy's done to adopt that model, it's a little different because he's established and it doesn't seem as blasphemous. But it also gives you something familiar on both ends, on the beat side and on the rap side. The other ones would be like, they be doing other shit on the classic beats. You know what I'm saying? They be wilding all the way out. But I get you. I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Again, I can't speak in an informed manner. I'm going to go back. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll come back and talk about it next week or whatever. But what y'all think? Hit us in the comments and shit, you know, on page, in the community. Yeah. What y'all think of the Jeezy pivot? What y'all think of this Jeezy album, the new Jeezy sound?
That man's a mixtape. It's not an album.
The new mixtape. The new, what's it called? Still Snowing?
I don't know
what's the name of it. What you think about calling them shit, call it Drive Rocket on the Mic Affirmations? Funny. It's funny as hell. Affirmations. Oh, shit. Good.
I'm just saying for Jeezy, like the people who are going to be into this record or listening to it, they probably not even, don't even know that trend exists. You know what I'm saying? Of like drill rappers using the classic beats and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it won't mesh. You almost give Jeezy the credit. Oh, he did it first. Niggas be like, nigga, you crazy. But, you know, I think it's a good nod to his audience. I think with all of these rappers doing orchestra shows and shit like that, it gives them more material to continue along that trajectory. It opens it up to being performing in front of niggas in suits and shit, your own, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, let me try something different, you know what I'm saying? Because all of those guys, Gucci, him, Rick Ross, even fucking Trick Daddy got an orchestra show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So, you know, it's a burgeoning thing, you know what I'm saying? It may help a nigga pivot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, help. I'm not mad at it. I don't like it.
Yeah, you're mad. You just cut me off and said you don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit. Put that in the same bin with them tiny desks. I do not like all of that fucking elevated, gentrified ass hip hop. Fucking get a nigga on the fucking bassoon to do a Metro Boomin ass beat. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. It don't hit.
You just jumped the shark, nigga. I ain't talking about that. Jeezy on the beat, on the classic beat, is not gentrified yet, man.
No. But I mean, I see. I know he did the whole run with the orchestra and shit. The niggas love an orchestra now. I don't know who got the first orchestra. Was it
Nas at the Kennedy Center?
Nas had the joint. Do we consider the roots of orchestra or are they just the roots?
No, there ain't no goddamn orchestra.
Okay.
Nigga.
Well, no, you know what? Well, it wasn't. They did that at Lincoln Center. It wasn't. Right. It was just the roots and Jay. But
it could be. I don't know who did the first one.
I know Nas
was one of the first ones I had.
For sure. With the suit on and. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. With the suit on. doing life.
This nigga don't like this shit.
I'm not upset. I just look at it like, all right.
Okay. Are you going to the Raekwon Mobb Deep show?
Probably not. If I'm being honest with you, probably not. No disrespect. I'll listen. I can't. I'm curious to hear Infinite though. I heard the Raekwon album. It was cool. Maybe I gotta spin it again. It was cool. But I don't know if I need to go to that show. I don't know. I don't know if I need to go.
You can't keep it real and you can't get fancy.
No. That's why, listen. Y'all got to take my opinion for what it is. Don't count on me for a hard ticket. You know what I'm saying? I might not be the nigga. I'll stream your shit. Maybe I'll cop a T.
Gentrification left.
Yeah, I guess. But listen, I still get to comment on it. That's the beauty of the peanut gallery. That's all niggas got. Listen, if y'all don't realize it now, that's all niggas got. And I don't mean niggas in it just it collectively. All we got is Wi-Fi. Rights are going away. Motherfuckers, it's being disappeared. You know what I'm saying? Inflation is rampant. Tariffs is busting our ass. All of that shit. Quietly, shit is devolving. But as long as that Wi-Fi is clicking, motherfuckers get to say what they do, what they don't like, and get the memes off. Trust me. It's a crazy time. But yeah, let the band play. Ain't that what they did when the Titanic went down? Nigga was playing the band. Anyway, man. Shout out to all of y'all with your tails.
last thing I'm a motherfucker say.
Okay, go ahead.
I happened upon a block party this weekend.
Okay.
And it was an advanced block party. I mean, you know, it's white people, but
right.
These niggas had Kool in the Gang. And a bunch of other artists too. I don't know who, but right. I seen Kool in the Gang. And I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
Tell me.
Them niggas got their shit together, man. Them niggas sound just like the record, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas playing that shit just like the record. And I know they done mixed in new people. You know what I'm saying? The lead singer is a newer guy. But Kool is still in the motherfucking band. You know what I'm saying? He like an OG in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Well seasoned with his, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
His little uniform on with the playing the bass. He don't even sing. Nigga playing the bass, but it's his shit. And you could tell that nigga got a great sense of quality control. Cause I've never seen these niggas perform like before. These niggas started playing shit. I thought they was playing a record, man. I'm like, oh shit, these niggas is good. That nigga got that shit to a science. And then they mixed in the you know, on the Hollywood they mixed in that goddamn 45 King and that shit. Or who
900 number?
Yeah. I'm like, these niggas know what time it is. These niggas got this bitch jumping out here.
Right.
Yeah, so I enjoy it. Like, I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I enjoyed it, because I'm like, man, these niggas got this shit going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are well-rehearsed, practiced like a well-oiled wheel, man. They not bullshitting, man. They giving the people the money's worth. They ain't out here like some of these rap niggas playing a song. You don't even sound like the real song. You got to figure out, what he singing? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Remixing this shit. Nah, them niggas playing that shit like the record.
Nah, that's what's up, man. I fuck with Kool in the Gang, first of all. They got a crazy catalog, and it's so many, they've been sampled so many times, and you know what I mean? There's so many records that you be like, oh, shit, I didn't even know they did this, or whatever. They funky as hell. And, yeah, I remember listening to, I want to say it was maybe Questlove Supreme or whatever, but they were talking to one of the front men, the singer of Kool in the Gang, and he was kind of breaking down, you know, how the corporation of Kool in the Gang is. You know what I'm saying? Like, to your point, how there have been people that have passed on or people that have been cycled in, and but, you know, we got to keep this shit going, and they keep it true to the sound. And that's what I meant when I say, like, when I get in on, like, the orchestra shit, it's like, it just feels, or the tiny desk of it all, it feels like sometimes I don't like when we abandon what was genius, you know? Like, the whole thing of hip-hop was as the disruptive nature of the sound, you know what I mean? And it's just like, when you come over here with, you know what I mean, these fucking wind instruments and shit like that to kind of like, well, who we doing it for? Like, who we doing it for? And I think the reality of the situation is hip hop is growing older, right? And there's a way in growing, and it's one of the threads we've been talking about in this episode and just in general. Like, you know, you want to have some elegance and some grace, and you don't want to, you don't want to look like you're struggling day to day. You want to thrive. And I think that there's a, one of the things that's always been, like I said, it's disruptive, but not only disruptive about hip hop, there was a level of urgency, and I don't think that should be abandoned. I think some people are going to fall by the wayside, but it's something to be said about an MC that's in their 30th year that still got crazy breath control and you know how to rock a mic, and you know what I'm saying, and like they know how to like command the stage, and you know it might be different from the show that when they were 19, but the shit still is a show. And I think that could even go beyond just the MC, whether it's, yo, your DJ is still sharp. I forget my man, there's that one cat that be online. I don't know if you ever see him. It's this one kid that be on Instagram, like, it's still good or still sharp. But it's that type of shit. It's like, that shit should be celebrated. That shit should be something that people aspire to. Like, yeah, man, let's not just go with the, I don't know. That's my own thing, but like, it don't have to look like some shit that it ain't, you know what I mean, to evolve. But maybe I'm just, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And back to the Raekwon and Mobb Deep shit, I would fuck with it, but oftentimes a lot of them shits be standing room only. And obviously, sitting down and hip hop don't always mix. But when you get in deep off into that legacy act area, yeah, motherfucker might want to sit down, especially when them prices don't feel like I should be standing. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, what you hit me now for on this ticket?
To evolve with your.
Yes,
the show's somehow, gotta evolve, somehow. But they gotta stay the same, and the show gotta be evolved.
I mean, it's a lot going on. We can have a focus
nigga,
group
you
or whatever.
Be welcoming a nigga doing a soul set.
Yo, true, dude. I'm saying, we'll figure it out. Somebody's gonna do it well. Somebody's gonna do it well.
Man, that's too funny.
So that's that, man.
Just wanted to shout out to Kool and the Gang, man. They did a great job, man. I appreciated that shit.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Kool and the Gang. Shout out to Jayla that always be knowing the verse. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You ever see? There's this on Instagram. There's this this one account. I'm a fine one. I put it up, but there's this one account where this cat. It's just I guess he just working at his job, and he always got like a Jeezy verse or a T.I. verse, and he say like the first lines, and it don't be the obvious single shit. You know what I mean? It might be, you know, I can't think of a line right now, but he'll say the line, and he just go to everybody at his office, yo, Sean. And he wants you to finish the lyric, and motherfucker Sean be like, listen, nigga, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Patricia. Yo.
Right.
And Patricia like, man, get out of here with that shit.
I've seen some of them.
And then there's this, yeah, because there's a few people doing it, but there's just this one account, this one office, because it's like it becomes like an office comedy. And always at the end of the video, it'd be like a 2-minute video. At the end of the video, they go into Jayla's office. And Jayla always know that shit. They be like, yeah, nigga. And you be like, I know why you so invested. You like, oh shit. And but it's still a level of, I hope Jayla know this shit, cause nigga, Jayla been money. She like Curry. She like Curry, you know what I mean? Clutch. So yeah. She look, salute to her. Shout out to her. Always knowing the joint. Put that on the
shout out to
on
Jayla.
The gram. Yeah, that's that. We'll have some more shit to talk about next week. If y'all done got to this point, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? That little master recap. Hopefully, I ain't lose too many of y'all because that shit wasn't going nowhere. But we got through it. That shit was bombing. I was like, nigga, I was thinking, can we clip around this shit? Actually, we might clip it out, but we not. Sometimes you gotta understand what it is. You gotta feel, you know what I mean? As long as y'all here and y'all stuck through it, but you all appreciate it, as Pac would say. You know what I'm saying? Not AI Pac, but old school Pac. Right. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say. Oh, 11/14, Comedy in Harlem, New York Comedy Festival, Damian Lemon and Friends. Tickets are on DamianLemon.com. Shit. That's about it for the kid. What you got? You got anything else?
That's it, man.
Well, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Yeah.
Conversation.